Cochrane, the bars are being set higher in Cochrane with the launch of a new business. The Yellow Bars is opening this month in Cochrane, taking over the former location of the Railway Cafe, which closed its doors in July. Stéphane Lamarque, one of the three co-owners, explained that the inspiration for the Yellow Bars came from the desire to create a dining option that appeals and caters to couples. "We thought, what is Cochrane missing? And it's definitely missing a nice place to go for a good meal," he said. Lamarque is from Cochrane and is taking on his first major business venture with the Yellow Bars. One of the other co-owners is a successful indigenous entrepreneur who invested in the project. The third co-owner is Tyler Beaton, who's the executive director of the Innu Friendship Center in Cochrane. The name the Yellow Bars refers to a local landmark near Lake Commando. It often acted as a meeting point or directional point for the residents of Cochrane. "Let's meet at the Yellow Bars," Lamarque said. Mayor Peter Paulitis echoed the enthusiasm for the project, noting the restaurant's deep ties to the community and its cultural significance. "The railway station restaurant where this will be located has always been an iconic gathering place for our community. The Ontario Northland Railway is at the core of our heritage, and these restaurant establishments that come through there just provide a special sense of home for us," he said. See, Northlander train design revealed, new construction contract awarded. The Yellow Bars is owned by locals who have grown up here and bring unbridled enthusiasm and pride about our community. Just the name, the Yellow Bars, can only be best understood and appreciated by locals who know the significance of that name and the local nomenclature around it. The community is buzzing and we all can't wait for opening day. The menu caters to a variety of tastes and budgets, with a focus on fresh, locally sourced and hearty ingredients, Lamarque said. It will feature both shareable dishes and signature cocktails, including espresso martinis. "We are building the ultimate date night spot, filled with unique decor, ambient lighting, and separate lounge and dining areas," he said. "It was important to us that we build a new brand identity. Our renovations, design, and style will have our guests feeling like they're in a downtown Toronto lounge." While they are introducing modern design elements, Lamarque said they also aim to preserve the building's historical character, maintaining the original train station feel. See, end of the line for Cochrane's Railway Cafe. The restaurant is scheduled to open on December 26, with plans for regular events such as karaoke and live music. As they prepare for the grand opening, Lamarque said they're actively hiring staff, including servers, bartenders, prep cooks and chefs. "The launch of the restaurant is a positive sign for Cochrane's economic development," Paulitis said. "As we set on a growth agenda and launch a value proposition to attract people to our community, it is obviously critical for us to have the services they require and expect," he said. "Development drives development, so it's critical to have an environment of successful development activity to drive future developments." Paulitis added that while he doesn't have the data on the number of new businesses opening in Cochrane this year, he expects to have a clearer picture in the new year. Since announcing their plans for the restaurant, the Yellow Bars has received positive feedback from the community. "The response has been extremely positive and overwhelming. We were expecting a good response, but so far, the general consensus is that Cochrane really needed something like this," Lamarque said. "The community has been seeing a decline in the local food options and residents are often forced to choose a fast food option." Lamarque is encouraging the community to follow the Yellow Bars on Facebook for updates and promotions leading up to its opening.